Hey, hey, welcome to Selling with Sandra. My name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial real estate agent and I've been in the game for over 20 years. So I want to teach you the habits, the tricks, the tools and the hacks to be exceptionally good at selling in whatever field you're in. I'm here to unlock the secrets of successful selling and share the habits that separate the pros from the rookies. So buckle up because we're about to take your sales game to a whole new level. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just getting started, you are in the right place to supercharge your sales skills. Let's dive in, folks. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 56. My name's Sandra. I'm your host of this podcast, Selling with Sandra, and I've been in sales for a long time. So I kind of have tested the waters for you and I've worked out what works and what doesn't work. So I thought I would do a little podcast because everyone seems to be super busy and everyone's talking about being crazy busy at the moment, which is, you know, all good and dandy. But how do we actually manage that? Because what does that look like for us? Is crazy busy meaning we're not getting everything done? Is it meaning that we are doing a lot of stuff that doesn't actually mean anything? Or are we crazy busy getting super productive stuff done and making a shit ton of money, which is what we want to be doing? So how do we do this? How do we make sure we are getting what we need to get done and not just being busy for the sake of being busy? Well, I heard an interesting thing on social media, and it was by the TED franchise, which talked about how you should treat your business, whatever it may be, you're selling, if you're running a small business, you should treat the most important things. You should treat it like triage, like an emergency room. And this particular lady was talking about how doctors prioritize things so that they don't lose their minds over being crazy busy. Because in an emergency room, things matter, right? So they have to prioritize between the most important thing and the least important thing because people's lives are on the line literally. So you have to look at it like that when you're looking at your own busy day and the things that are critical, the things that are going to kill your business if you don't get them done are the things you have to actually code red those things. So when something comes up and you've got a crazy day and you've got all of these things that you need to get done, you really need to sit down and like literally triage your day and make sure that you're getting the most important things done. And you know, there may be things you're going to miss out on, but you have to really look at them as though, you know, are they important in the big picture? So it's a matter of identification. It's a critical task of identifying what is actually going to make a difference. And obviously you can't skip out on things that, you know, you can't not do your best. Those things have to be done as well as. And if you don't get them done in time, that's when they become code red. But I'm talking about if you've got, for instance, my day yesterday was a bit crazy because I had 7 inspections back to back. And I also was in the middle of getting a lease prepared. So I had to kind of sit back and work out where I needed to be and what I needed to do. And I rearranged my day so that I wasn't, and I've talked about this before, I wasn't crossing my own path. So I made sure that I was going in a straight line from wherever I started to wherever I ended up, and I wasn't backtracking to get to my appointments. So, you know, those appointments are important because without the inspections, the deals don't get done. Without the deals getting done, then I don't make any money. And if I don't make any money, then there's no point being in business or in sales. So I would call inspections probably a code green. If I was going to go code blue, critical, code red, like super important, code green would be the things that need to be done to make the money. Green for the color of money, really. So, but if something else had come up, like there was a problem with a tenant who was on site and they needed urgent attention, that becomes a code blue. If it's a problem with the lease and the lease isn't going to be finished and I need to address something with the solicitors, that's probably a code red. But again, as the problems arise, don't freak out. Don't panic. Don't go into, oh my goodness, oh my day is so busy and I can't deal with that. Sit back and prioritize things. If you have to change appointment times with people, they are not going to flip out, and you're not going to lose that client if you've been communicating with them and you're open with them. And they would rather you, honestly, be turn up, prepared, cool, calm and collected than frazzled out of your mind because you know you need to be somewhere else. People postpone inspections with me all the time. So there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with stepping back and going, hey, I know we were going to meet at 10 o'clock today. Can we possibly put it off tomorrow? My day's gone a bit pear-shaped. And then making sure that that code green is still going ahead, but you've just put it into a better time slot so you can be the cool, calm, collected doctor that you are in your white coat without – if a doctor came in and you were in emergency and he was sweating and running around going, oh, my God, my day is so crazy, my day is so busy, I don't know where to go next – would you really trust that guy? He's supposed to be looking after you. He's supposed to be saving your life. I don't think so. You'd be like, keep that mad doctor away from me because I think he's actually going to kill me. Now, you need to be cool, calm, and collected when it comes to your business as well, because people, they want to trust you. They want to like you, and they want to put their money, invest their money with you. And so they need to have faith in you that you are not going to be the crazy blue-assed fly running around, and you're not going to lose your mind because you can't handle the pressure. So often it's better to sit back, work out where you're going to be best spent your time in terms of the triaging the issue so that you can be cool, calm, and collected. It's really important. And, you know, I've gone into things like it might be a lunch conference meeting, it might be something like that, and I know I've got a whole lot of other stuff going on, but do I sit there looking at my phone frantically and going, oh my goodness, I need to be doing something else? No, because you have to focus on the task at hand and be present, because if you're somewhere else when you're dealing with somebody because you've put so much pressure on yourself to try and get it all done and you can't pay attention in that moment, they're going to see through that. They're going to see through the fact that you're not paying attention to them and you're doing many, many things at once. And that's where things go wrong. And I've also mentioned this before in another podcast where you're trying to multitask and you might be doing, like, for instance, looking at one screen and writing an email to somebody else when you're on the phone. I've done it. And it's a bad idea because often you'll write down words you're saying for a start and you're not focusing on what you're writing, and you might send an email that doesn't make any sense at all. And you're having a conversation with somebody and they know you're in two minds and they're like, well, you know, that guy really wasn't invested in what I was saying. They weren't listening to me. And that's such an important part of being a good salesperson, is the ability to listen to what people want. Now, I had an experience recently where I actually liked this person quite a lot, but I realized second conversation that they're not listening to me at all, because when I said something, they responded, they were going off on their own tangent. And this is somebody who's a supplier to me. So this is somebody that should be listening to me. And this person was so wrapped up in their own little bubble that what I said, they just completely ignored me and went off on something else. And the other thing this person did was say a few things about other people that I thought was a bit unprofessional. And I was like, well, what are you saying about me? Like, if you say that about someone else, what are you saying about me? So, you know, you can put people off in a heartbeat because you're not paying attention, because you're not listening, and your intentions may be pure, but because you're trying to do two things at once and you haven't prioritized what you're doing at that particular time, it's going to come across really badly, and you could lose a deal and you might not even know why. But I can tell you what it is that you haven't given that particular client your full attention. You've ended up in panic mode trying to do two things at once. It doesn't work. Now, what you need to get really good at is making quick decisions and focusing on what you've decided to go ahead with. The other thing is resource allocation is important too. If there's things that you don't have to do but you know need to be done, it's worth its weight in gold spending the 5 minutes to set that up, to send it out to somebody else, to delegate to somebody else. So, for instance, I've got a girl and it might take me, 5 minutes to put together an email to ask her to do something that was going to take me 45 minutes. And I think, oh, I don't have the time for the 5 minutes. It's well and truly worth it, because that 5 minutes that I've sat down and I've wrote instructions to this, my assistant, and I might have got, I don't have time for that. You do have time for that, because you just saved yourself 45 minutes. So you have to be really good at making sure you're not doing things that other people can do again. So it's all about prioritizing the things that are the most important things. And they might come in out of the blue and you go, wow, I need to pay attention to that. So triage it. Make sure you look at it. Allocate it. Is it important? Do I have to do it now? But don't miss the small stuff too. Don't keep doing just doing the important stuff. Can't speak today. Sorry, I've had like almost a migraine today and I don't get migraines. So if I'm babbling and mixing my words up a little bit, it's because I feel like I have a rhinoceros kicking me in the head right now. I have taken some Panadol, which I don't normally take, but it's been crazy today, which is kind of why I'm here. So I had to prioritize this podcast because I have not done one for such a long time that, I thought I better sit down and make this a priority. So this became a code green. So the moral of the story is really, when you're feeling super flustered and you're under pressure and you are just running around from thing to thing without any rhyme or reason to it, you need to get better at doing that. And it might be that you are going from inspection to inspection or appointment to appointment, but take 5 minutes to try and sort it out so that, and you know, it's worth, don't just jump in the car and go, I'll work it out on the go. Make sure you actually have a look at it, sort it out, shuffle around. And then what I do is, if I get to a meeting and I have just been running flat out, say I've got 7 appointments back to back, I'll stop for a few seconds before I get out of the car to see my next client, and I will compose myself as though they are the first appointment I've had for the day. I'm cool, calm, and collected. I'm not, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm late, I can't find the keys, because there's nothing worse than that approach. There's nothing that's going to kill a deal faster than that type of conduct. You need to have your shit together. You need to really be totally in control. That's when the people are going to trust you. That's when someone's going to do the deal with you, when you are in complete control. So breathe. Regroup if it is crazy busy, and prioritize so you haven't put that much pressure on yourself so that you're in a fluster. So that's pretty much it. Moral of the story, let's treat our businesses like triage, code them, color code them, organize, delegate, and breathe and be cool, calm, and collected, because that's how you're going to get the deals done. People want to like you. People want to trust you. They're not going to trust the crazy doctor with the sweaty forehead and his coat's not all disheveled and it's not buttoned up properly. No one's going to trust that guy, and you don't want to be that guy. So that's it. Really short and sweet. That's a wrap. Episode 56. My name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial agent. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn and Facebook under Sandra Carter Commercial Agent, actually under my hashtag Selling with Sandra. And yeah, if you've got any questions about buying in commercial property, selling commercial property, investing in commercial property, whatever, let me know, because I'm getting a lot of really interesting questions from clients lately, and it's stuff that's kind of second nature to me. And then they ask me and I'm like, wow, I didn't know other people didn't know that. So yeah, follow me on Instagram and you'll see some of my reels answering questions, that some really cool questions that I'm getting. So that's it. That's a wrap. Have a great day. Till next time. Keep selling hard. Make sure you don't turn up flustered to any of your appointments. Make sure you triage your day and smash that glass ceiling.